它被命名作罗塞塔石碑。
The stone contained text in three different languages.
这个石碑呢有三种文字。
At the top is hieroglyphics.
上面呢是这些是象形文。
In the middle was the Egyptian writing of 2 centuries before Christ.
中间这部分就是埃及人在两世纪前他们所用的正常的那种文字。
And at the bottom, the same text was in Greek of that day.
在底下呢，就是当时用的古希腊文。
And by
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like this is not quite focused, but
it could be just me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And by comparing these three languages, the scholars were able to begin to read hieroglyphics.
所以呢，学者就来对比这三种文字，他们就开始可以解读这些象形文字了。
And for the first time, they could understand and have a way of seeing into the ancient world.
所以他们就通过这个石碑呢，启示他们在更古老的埃及文明。
The theologian H. Richard Niebuhr compared that discovery to the way that Jesus allows us to understand God.
所以神学家理查德尼布尔就将这个发现比作耶稣带领我们认识神的一个方式。
We can trust God because we can trust Jesus.
我们能够相信，因为我们能够相信耶稣，所以我们能够相信信任神。
If we doubt God,If we find him incomprehensible or unknowable, the best way to deal with that is to look steadily at Jesus.
如果我们对神有怀疑，如果我们觉得神难以理解，难以知晓，那么最好的认识神的方式就是定睛看耶稣。
Jesus is the Rosetta Stone of Christian faith.
耶稣就是基督信仰的罗塞塔石碑。
And so as Jesus told Philip in John 14, if you have seen Jesus, you have seen God the Father.
就像耶稣告诉腓力在约翰福音十章十四节说，如果你看到了耶稣，你就看见了神。
So if it's important for us to know about God, we can know him through Jesus.
所以我们要认识神，就是要认识耶稣。
And I'd like to touch on just three things that we know about God through Jesus.
所以今天下午我们就讲三件神通过耶稣要启示我们的事情。
We find these three things all the way through the 4 Gospels in the New Testament.
整四本福音书都说了这三件事。
Those Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the first 4 books of the New Testament.
马太福音、马可福音、路加福音和约翰福音是新约圣经的四本最前面的书，福音书。
So when we look at Jesus in these Gospels, first we learn that what goes on inside us is at least as important as what other people see us do.
如果我们仔细查考这四本福音书，我们会看到第一件事就是，我们要知道我们这个人里面的光景，至少跟我们外在的行为同样重要。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we have the Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音有登山宝训。
In that sermon, we hear things from Jesus that may shock us.
在登山宝训里，我们听到耶稣讲了很多让我们心揪心的事情。
He begins with the Beatitudes.
八福这样说。
And the Beatitudes tell us that in the world we have our values upside down.
八福告诉我们，我们生活在这个世界，经常活在一种优先次序混乱的状况中。
In God's view, the people who are the most blessed.Are those who are poor in spirit, who mourn their spiritual emptiness, and who, because they see themselves as they really are, treat other people with gentleness.
因为在神看来，最蒙福的是这些人。这些人他们认识到自己灵里贫穷，并且为此而悲伤。他们因为深刻知道自己的本相而温柔地对待他人。
In fact, they are the people who hunger and thirst for something called righteousness.
这些人就是那些饥渴慕义的人。
In fact, Jesus talks about righteousness a lot in this sermon.
耶稣很多的在福音书中很多地方讲到义这个字。
Later in Matthew 5, he has this to say.
在马太福音第五章他这样说道。
Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you certainly will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果你们的义没有超过法利赛人和教法师的义，你们就绝对不能进天国。
Well, that brings up two questions.
所以就引出两个问题。
The first question is, what is righteousness?
第一个问题，什么叫做义？
And the second question is, if the most religious people in town don't have the right righteousness, how can ordinary people hope to have it?
第二个问题就是，如果当时的宗教领袖他们的义都不能进天国的话，一般的人怎么能够有这种义？保证能进天国呢？
Let's go back to that first question.
好，我们先思考一下第一个问题，什么叫做义？
What is righteousness?
什么叫做义呢？
Well, righteousness in both the Old and New Testaments is often interchangeable with justice. But not justice as something we think about getting even with someone.
义这个词在新约和旧约中常常与公正这个词可以互换，但是这里的公正不是是说跟某个人讨个公道这个意思。
When we think about justice, we usually have retributive justice in mind, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a way of to even the score. But the Bible most often speaks of justice as distributive, not retributive.
通常我们认为的公正是一种报应，就是以牙还牙，以眼还眼，可以讨一个公正。但是圣经里讲的公正是一种神分发的一种品格，而不是报应。
Distributive justice makes sure that the very least among us, the poor, have enough to live on.
所以是因为是神分发的这个品格，所以在我们中间最平常的人也可以因为这种品格可以继续生活。
So in the Old Testament, farmers were to leave the corners of their fields unharvested.
所以在旧约中呢，那个庄稼种庄稼的人一定要将他庄稼的四周不可以收割的。
They were to leave some grain standing so that the poor would have something to harvest.
所以他们要留下一些谷物，让穷人可以收割为生。
And they were told by God that they were to make sure that the widow, the orphan, the stranger in the land had food, shelter, and clothing.
所以神很明确地告诉旧约的人，犹太人，他们一定要这样显神的怜悯，让他们中间生活的穷人、寡妇和外邦人可以生活。
And if you read the Old Testament prophets,
如果你看旧约的先知书，
they were always against those people who had something to share but refused to do it.
你会经常看到先知们就谴责那些拥有很多但是不与人分享的人。
So in the Bible, righteousness is often paired with this kind of distributive justice.
所以在圣经中，神就以经常让这种跟人分发的这种性格成为是一种称它为义。
But righteousness in both the Old and New Testaments is also always right relatedness.
另外，义这个词在新约和旧约中还用来指正确的关系。
We are to be rightly related to God, and we are to be rightly related to others around us.
我们要与神有正确的关系，要与周围的人有正确的关系，这就是义。
God has made a way for us to be rightly related to Him through Jesus Christ, and He expects us to be rightly related to people around us who might need our help in one way or another.
神通过耶稣基督让我们跟神的关系恢复正常，神也期待我们与那些需要我们帮助的人有正确的关系。
While the Pharisees and the teachers of the law in the New Testament were intent on obeying every part of God's law,
法利赛人和旧约中的和效那个教法师呢，他们很注重遵守旧约里面的每一个规条。
They were not concerned about being rightly related to people they looked down on.
但是他们不注重他跟周围人的关系，他们甚至轻视周围的贫穷人。
Their righteousness was very unrighteous.
所以他们的义其实是不义。
It was not righteousness at all.
根本就称不上义。
So to illustrate his point, Jesus turned to the Old Testament.
所以为了表达这个意思，耶稣把他们带到了旧约圣经中。
And in this Sermon on the Mount, he talked about some of the Ten Commandments.
在八福里他提到了很多十诫里的事。
In Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 21, he said this.
马太福音五章二十一节开始这样说。
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother Raca, which means empty head or fool, good for nothing, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
你们听过那吩咐古人的话，不可杀人，杀人的当遭受审判。但是我告诉你们，所有向他弟兄发怒的当遭受审判，骂他弟兄废物的当遭受议会的审判，骂蠢货的当遭受烈火的地狱。
If therefore, Jesus said, you are offering your gift at the altar, worship, and remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift.
所以如果你在祭坛献上祭物的时候，突然想起弟兄向你怀着怨，就要把祭物留在祭坛前，先去与弟兄和好，然后再回来献上你的祭物。
What goes on inside you is as important to God as what you do.
你在里面的心思意念对于神跟你的行为一样重要。
It's wrong to kill someone.
杀人是不对的。
But we can kill people just by the way we treat them so that they are miserable.
但是我们可以不杀人，但是用虐待别人的方式让别人觉得活得很艰难，甚至他这个人的生活他愿意去寻死。
So being righteous is being rightly related to everyone around us.
所以称义就是说跟周围每个人都要有正确的关系。
A right relationship always works for the other person's good.
正确的关系是为了他人得益处。
So make sure your relationships are right before God.
所以首先我们要保证我们跟神有正确的关系。
And if your relationships need mending, don't think that you can hide behind acts of worship.
如果我们跟神的关系需要修复，就不要试图躲藏在敬拜的动作后面。
Jesus said, our worship cannot precede making sure our relationships are right.
在我们跟神有正确的关系之后，我们才可能进入真正的敬拜。
Even if you're in the middle of an act of worship of God, stop long enough to make things right with someone who has something against you.
即使你已经在敬拜的过程中，但是如果你想起跟别人还有什么关系不合，先赶快修复这个关系，再敬拜。
Then your spirit is right, and you can worship.
这样呢，你的灵就是对的，这样你才可以真正进入敬拜。
Now, in case one that his listeners missed the point of that illustration, Jesus gave another illustration in Matthew 5. He said, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery,' but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart."
耶稣唯恐他的听众没有明白刚才这个例子，他所以耶稣在马太福音五章二十七到二十八节另讲了另外一个例子，说你们听到不可奸淫，但是我跟你们说，如果任何人看见妇女就动了淫念，他就已经犯了奸淫。
So we might ask, how does lust destroy relationships?
这个淫念怎么会让摧毁一个关系呢？
Well, a whole sermon could be preached on what turns people into sex objects rather than full human beings.
我们可以就这个问题讲一篇道，讲这个淫念可以把一个人变成一个性的工具，而不是可以跟他发生正常的人与人之间关系的一个起因。
We don't have time to discuss that further.
对，我们今天没有办法仔细讲这个。
But once again, Jesus is saying that what goes on inside us is absolutely as important as what we do.
所以耶稣在这里想强调的就是说，我们里面的心思意念非常的重要，跟我们在外在的行为一样重要。
In fact, later in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear him talking about what comes out of our hearts.
所以在马太福音后面他讲到从我们心里面发出的东西。
He said, what goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes him unclean. The things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean.For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are the things that make a person unclean.
耶稣说，不是进到口里的可以使人污秽，而是从口里发出来的才使人污秽。从口里发出来的是由心里发出的，这才是使人污秽的。因为从心里发出种种恶念，杀人、通奸、淫乱、偷窃、作伪证、毁谤，这些才会使人污秽。
So if Jesus is the express image of God, as we learned last night,
如果耶稣是神形象的发表，像昨天晚上听到的，
What do we learn about God from Jesus' teaching?
那我们从耶稣的教导可以学到什么呢？
One thing we learn is that God knows us on the inside.
第一件事情我们学到，神真正知道我们的内心。
We can't hide from him.
我们藏不下去的。
We saw this last night in Psalm 139.
昨天我们讲到诗篇139节。
Those of you who were here may remember this.
你们昨天晚上在这里的人会可以知道还记得
The psalmist said, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
诗篇的作者这样说，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
And the psalm goes on. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, and your right hand will hold me fast.
诗篇的作者继续说道，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？ 我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里；我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
As far as God is concerned, what happens inside us is every bit as important as what we do.
对于神来说，在我们里面的任何一个心思意念，就像我们的行为一样重要。
And the God who knows us inside out has a high standard for us.
因为神知道我们的心思意念，所以他给我们的心思意念定了一个更高的要求。
But that standard is based in God's love for us.
这个要求是因为他爱我们的缘故。
C.S. Lewis, the English writer, borrowed a parable from the 19th century author George MacDonald.
C.S. 路易斯是在英国的一个作家，他是护教学家，他有从一个诗人那里引了一个寓言。
And this was the parable.
好 ，George MacDonald 的寓言是这样说
：Imagine yourself as a living house, and God comes in to rebuild that house.
假设你是一个有生命的房子。然后神进到你的生命里来重建这个房子。
At first, perhaps, you can understand what he's doing. He's getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof and so on. You knew those jobs needed doing, and so you were not surprised.
一开始你或许还很理解他在做的事，修修下水管道，堵堵屋顶的漏洞等等。你知道这些都是当做的，所以你不惊讶。
But,Presently, he starts knocking the house about in a way that hurts abominably and does not seem to make sense. What on earth is he up to?
但是现在你觉得呢？他开始莫名其妙地敲打这个房子，让你痛苦不堪。他到底在做什么？
The explanation is that he is building a quite different house from the one you thought of.Throwing out a new wing here, putting on an extra floor there, running up towers, making courtyards.
所以事实的真相是，神他在建一座跟你的想象完全不同的房子。你或许是想要在这边加一个屋子，在那边加一层地板，再盖出一个阁楼，再造出庭院来。
You thought you were going to be made into a decent little cottage, but God is building a palace.And he intends to come and live in it himself.
你想要建造的不过是一个体面的小别墅，但是神他要建一个皇宫，而且他自己要在这里面居住。
So the first thing that we learn about God, the first thing that we learn about God from Jesus is that God cares very much about what goes on inside us.
所以我们从刚才从学到的第一件事，耶稣告诉我们，神非常注重我们里面的状况。
God isn't into just cosmetic touch-ups.
神不是要指一些就是表面上的修理文章而已。
He works to renovate us from the inside.
他要把我们从里面开始重造。
But the second thing Jesus shows us is that God has a heart.For people on the fringes of life.
这四本福音书还讲到第二件事，就是耶稣告诉我们，神很挂念那些不被人重视的人。
In first century Palestine, the Jews looked down on anyone who was not pure.
在第一世纪的巴勒斯坦地区，犹太人对所有血统不纯的人都很轻视。
But again and again, as we read the Gospels, we see Jesus reaching out to people whom the Jews despised.
但是从福音书中，我们一再看到耶稣就是伸出手去帮助那些被人忽视的人。
In John 4, we meet a woman who had three strikes against her.
在约翰福音第四章，我们看到这一个妇女犯了三重罪。
She was a woman, and that was a strike against her.
因为她是妇人，所以她被人忽视。
She was a Samaritan, and that was another strike against her.
而且她是一个法撒玛利亚人，这是另外一层被人忽视的原因。
And third, she had had five husbands, and the man she was living with was not her husband.
第三个，她有五个丈夫，而且现在跟她同居的还不是她的丈夫。
And yet, in John 4, we find Jesus going out of his way to meet and talk with this woman.
在约翰福音第四章，我们看到耶稣特别的走到这个地方去帮助这个妇人。
In Luke 10, we hear Jesus tell a story about a hated Samaritan as the good guy in the story.
在路加福音第十章，耶稣又讲到一个被人恨恶的撒玛利亚人，但是他是一个好人。
A rich lawyer, Jewish lawyer, asked Jesus to make sure he was doing everything he needed to do for eternal life.
有一个富有的犹太少年官这样问耶稣，说我是不是做了所有正确的事情，可以进永生，可以有永生。
It's the familiar story of the Good Samaritan.
这就是那个好撒玛利亚人的故事，在吗？
The two religious Jews, the priest and the Levite, ignored the one man's plight.
所以这个法利赛人还有一个利未人，他们都忽略了这个需要帮助的人的请求。
But the hated foreign Samaritan took care of that man in need.
但是这个被所谓的外邦的撒玛利亚人反而去伸手帮助了这个人。
But if you don't know how much Jews hated Samaritans, you can't understand how this story was designed to unsettle the lawyer.
如果你不知道犹太人多么痛恨撒玛利亚人，你就不能体会这个故事会怎样的激怒律法师。
Samaritans were a mixed race of people not worthy to worship God in the temple in Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚人因为他是混血人，所以不能在耶路撒冷的圣殿中敬拜神。
But Jesus counted them worthy to know God.
但是耶稣认为他们是值得配认识神的。
Jewish men regularly prayed the prayer, "Thank you, God, that you did not make me a slave, a woman, or a Gentile."
犹太的男人常常这样祷告说，谢谢你啊神，你没有把我造成奴隶、女人或者是外邦人。
But Jesus reached out to both women and Gentiles, healing, touching, and loving them.
但是耶稣却亲自寻找、医治并且爱那些妇女和外邦人。
In Mark 7, we read a conversation between Jesus and a woman born in Syrian Phoenicia, a foreigner, who asked him to deliver her daughter from demon possession, which he did.
在马可福音第七章，我们读到耶稣和一个生在叙利亚腓尼基拉的一个妇人的对话。这个妇人请求耶稣把附在她女儿身上的鬼赶出去，耶稣也这么做了。
In Matthew chapter 8, a hated Roman soldier, a centurion, appealed to Jesus on behalf of his sick servant, and Jesus immediately healed him.
在马太福音第八章，一个罗马士兵的千夫长请求耶稣医治他的仆人，耶稣也这么做了。
In Luke 7, Jesus approved the faith of a woman of the streets who lavished her love on Jesus, even as the religious Pharisee blamed Jesus for allowing this woman to bathe his feet with her tears.
在路加福音第七章，当法利赛人责备耶稣让一个妓女用泪水给他洗脚时，耶稣反而肯定了这个妇人的信心。
Later in John 8, a woman caught in an adulterous act was brought to Jesus for condemnation, but he instead forced her accusers to see their own sin before God.
在后面，约翰福音第八章，当一个行淫的妇女被人抓住，带到耶稣面前让她审判时，耶稣反而让控告她的人面对自己的罪。
In Luke 15, we see religious leaders accusing Jesus of spending time with riffraff, with tax gatherers and sinners.
路加福音十五章，宗教领袖们责备耶稣与社会底层的人混在一起，就是那些税吏和罪人们。
And in Luke 19, we watch Jesus choose to eat dinner with a despised tax collector named Zacchaeus.
在路加福音十九章，我们看到耶稣选择去到一个被人看不起的税吏撒该家里吃饭。
Through the Gospels, we constantly see Jesus reaching out and reaching down to the lowest of the low to lift them up.
所以在四本福音书中，我们看到耶稣就是不断地伸出手，弯下腰来救拔那些生活在社会最底层的人。
He cast out demons. He healed the sick. And in a couple of cases, he even raised the dead back to life.
他为他们赶鬼，他为他们治病，而且在好几两例呢，他还让两个人从死里复活。
So what do we learn about God as we watch Jesus doing these things?
所以从耶稣做这些事情当中，我们学到了什么关于神的启示呢？
We learn that God cares deeply for people others despise.
我们学到耶稣神非常重视那些被人藐视的人。
And God loved them so much that he was willing to die for them.
神重视到他们到一个地步，他愿意自己去担当，来替他们死。
But we also learn in Matthew 25 that God expects us to care for them as well.
在马太福音二十五章，我们还学到神还希望我们也去帮助那些人。
And in that chapter, we have the startling story that Jesus told about God's values.
在那个故事里，耶稣讲到神的价值观。
Beginning in verse 31, we learn that when Jesus returns in glory,
从31节开始，我们讲到当耶稣第二次再来的时候，
All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，把山羊放在左边。
Then Jesus will invite those that are on his right to inherit the kingdom prepared for them.
然后耶稣就会把放在右边的这些人呢，让他们承受他自己的地图。
When they wondered why, Jesus told them, he said, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
所以在右边那些人就问为什么啊？耶稣说，因为我饿了，你们给我吃。我渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And at that point, we hear those that are on his right asking a question.
那时候，右边的人就又问他一个问题
：Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and you clothed me? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these my brothers, you did for me.
所以在右边的那些义人就问他们说主啊我什么时候我们看见你饿了给你吃渴了给你喝什么时候见你做客旅居住留你住呢或是赤身露体给你穿又什么时候看见你病了或在监里来看过你呢这时候主耶稣就是要这样说我其实告诉你们这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄里最小的身上就是坐在我身上了
Jesus modeled in his actions and in what he taughtThat God cares deeply about people we may look down on.
所以耶稣用他的言语，用他的行动来向人发表一个神的本性，就是神非常的挂念那些被人忽视的人。
But the third thing that we learn from Jesus is that God loves us so much that he thought it worthwhile to die for us.
所以从耶稣身上我们学到的第三件事就是神深爱我们甚至愿意去替我们死。
Last evening, we ended the sermon with the words that Paul gave to the Philippians about Jesus.
昨天晚上我们用使徒保罗在腓立比书中所说的话。
We are to have the same attitude that Jesus showed is even as he took his rightful place at God's right hand.
我们要以基督的心为心。
He set that aside and took on a human form.
虽然他与神平，基督与神平等，可是他没有以自己为神，与神平等，而就留在这个荣耀中。
He emptied himself of divinity.
他反而虚己。
He took the form of a servant.
取了一个奴仆的样式。
Not only that, but Paul goes on to say something more.
而不是只是这样呢，还有更多。
He said, and being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And we ask, why would he do this? And the answer is one four-letter word, love.
不只是取了奴仆的样式哦，接下来就是他既有人的样式，还自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，而且死在十字架上。神耶稣他为什么这么做呢？那回答就是用四个字母组成的字，爱。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish, but have eternal life.For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
And later we read,How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are.
后面我们又读到，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是未曾认识他。
John goes on to say, Dear friends, let us love one another.For love comes from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
约翰继续说道，亲爱的朋友啊，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，就是从神而生，并且认识神。
This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son,as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这就是爱，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
Last evening, we noted that for many of us, it's hard, maybe even impossible to believe that God really loves us.
昨天晚上我们讲到，或许对我们中间许多人来说，神爱我们这个事实很难接受和理解。
But the very nature of God is love.
但是神的本性就是爱。
God is love.
神他就是爱。
In a sense, God cannot not love.
可以说神不能不去爱。
It is who he is.
因为他就是爱。
In Jesus, we see this infinite, constant love for each of us as he voluntarily went to death on our behalf.
在耶稣里，当他为我们走上了十字架时，我们就看到了这种无穷尽的恒久的爱。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, we hear him make a statement that's clear.
在约翰福音十章，耶稣这样很清楚地说
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I lay down my life.No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。我将命舍去，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
A week from tomorrow, we begin what is often called Holy Week.
下一周我们就开始了圣周。
It begins with Palm Sunday, a week from tomorrow.
整整一周过去的第一个主日呢，我们就是要是中礼节。
That's the day of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
那一天，耶稣很荣耀的最后一次进了耶路撒冷。
But then after Palm Sunday, we move through a chaotic week of ups and downs.
但是过了中礼节，我们就要经历那一周很有风云变幻、不定的这样的各样的事情发生。
One day, we hear Jesus being praised as people holler, Hosanna.
在中礼节那天，我们听到神这样呼叫耶稣说，救赎主啊，我们侯赛纳归于大卫的子孙。
But only a few days later, we hear crowds shouting, crucify him, crucify him.
但是几天过后，又一群人在想，钉死他，钉死他。
As Jesus voluntarily laid down his life for us, we bow low before such love.
耶稣因为他是自己把自己的命舍去的，因他这种谦卑的舍己，我们愿意谦卑的来向他匍匐敬拜。
As the hymn writer put it, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
神这样的爱是这么的神圣，这样的舍己成配得我们终生的敬拜。
Yes, we know God.Through Jesus Christ.
是从耶稣身上我们认识了神。
Jesus is the Rosetta Stone of faith in God. We trust God because we trust Jesus who has revealed God to us in action and in word.
耶稣就是神信实的发表，是一个罗塞塔石碑。我们信神是因为我们相信耶稣用他的行动和言语将神鲜明地表达出来了。
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Let me move forward. We respond to God's love for us by taking note of our inward thoughts as well as our outward words and actions.
为了回应神的爱，我们留意我们自己的心思意念和我们外在的行为和言语。
And we respond to his love for us by taking time to help those people that others ignore or treat badly.
为了回应神的爱，我们花时间帮助那些被人忽视或虐待的人。
And we respond to his love by allowing him to work us over, turning us into a palace fit for a king. In fact, fit for the King of Kings.The Lord of Lords, the one and holy God in Christ.
为了回应神的爱，我们允许他彻底改造我们，把我们建造成能够让君王居住的宫殿。那君王就是万王之王，万主之主，唯一的圣洁的神，主耶稣基督。
We learn that as we look at Jesus.
我们认识到这所有一切是因为我们定睛在耶稣身上了。
We learn it as we listen to him speak.
我们学到这些因为我们听了耶稣讲的话。
We learn it as we watch him act.
我们学到了是因为我们看到耶稣的行为。
And we follow him in love.
我们顺服他，带着爱来顺服跟随他。
Amen.
Amen.